I recently heard an interview with a playwright who's suddenly seen a lot of success. One of his plays was turned into a movie, which received a thumbs up from almost every critic on the planet. He's happy, of course, but he misses the days when his writing wasn't loaded with financial baggage, when it was just him in his room with his typewriter, and no one cared whether he wrote another word. That was when he was free, he said, free to play, to explore, to write whatever he wanted to write. My first reaction was to tell him to check the shade of grass on his side of the fence. I mean, here's a man who's actually getting paid for his writing, and paid enough that he doesn't have to file office papers, wait tables, edit advertising copy, or keep any of the day jobs that other writers need to make ends meet. Part of my paycheck comes from teaching creative writing, which I love, but to say I was jealous of that playwright would be an understatement of embarrassing proportions. But the truth is, I know what he's talking about. I always tell my writing students that getting published, while certainly something to strive for and, when it happens, to be proud of, is a fleeting pleasure. Getting into print is like docking a sailboat in a hurricane. It's dependent on too many factors outside of your control: the whims of an editor, the attitude of the market, a blind stroke of good timing. The real and lasting pleasures of writing come from saying what needs to be said with the most precise language possible. In other words, from writing itself. Writers lose sight of this fact at their peril, which doesn't stop us from losing sight of it all the time. Our stories don't get the attention we think they deserve. Our essays get rejected by every single op-ed column editor. Our poems disappear into the background noise of a world too busy to notice. But none of this has anything to do with the obsession with language that got us started in the first place. I'm still waiting for my writing career to start, forgetting that my writing career started the day I fell in love with words. With a Perspective, I'm Jesse Losberg.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.